Will a historic summit between North Korean and American leaders be stopped before it begins? That's the first subject we're exploring today on CNN 10. I'm Carl Azus. We're glad you're watching. Here's what's going on. Earlier this week, North Korea said it was suspending its planned high-level talks with South Korea. Those had been scheduled for Wednesday, but the North is angry about something that's happening right now between South Korea and the United States, who are close allies. They're holding their annual Air Force drills. They've been doing military drills together for years. They say they're for defensive purposes, but the exercises have always angered North Korea, who sees them as threats or preparations for an invasion. Back in March, when North Korea's leader invited America's president to meet, the White House was told that dictator Kim Jong-un understands that the military exercises between South Korea and the U.S. would go on. But this week, North Korea said the exercises violated an agreement between the two Koreas that they would stop all hostile acts against each other. So North Korea called off its talks with the South, and then it went a step further, saying, quote, "If the United States is trying to drive us into a corner to force our unilateral nuclear abandonment, we will no longer be interested in such dialogue." Getting North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons is the main demand of the U.S. So what happens now? Analysts say it's not likely that North Korea will cancel talks with the U.S., and the Trump administration says North Korea's threats were an expected bump in the road in dealing with an unpredictable North Korean leader. In fact, just months ago, many analysts wouldn't have predicted the two nations would even be planning talks with one another.